ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोवीक्षं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा माह्यं गतापि स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत ीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरो नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं वीरयेत्। शिवदं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं दस्तो हि अवग्राणी विरुणुति सुहृत्सदा। नष्टप्रायेषु अवग्रहेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 Chapter 20, the title of the chapter is The Structure of the Universe, text number 5. Pratnasya Vishnu Rupam Rupamya Satya Satyasya Pratasya Brahmanaha अमृतस्य च मृत्योश्च सूर्यं आत्मानं इमाहिति। प्रत्नस्य विष्णो रूपं य प्रत्नस्य विष्णो रूपं य सत्यस्य ऋतस्य ब्राह्मणा अमृतस्य मृत्योस् अमृतस्य मृत्योश्च अमृतस्य च मृत्योश्च सूर्यम् आत्मानम् इमाहिति। सूर्यम् आत्मानम् इमाहिति। प्रत्नस्य विष्णोरूपं य सत्यस्य ऋतस्य ब्राह्मणा अमृतस्य च मृत्योश्च सूर्यम् आत्मानम् इमाहिति। प्रत्नस्य विष्णोरूपं य सत्यस्य ऋतस्य ब्राह्मणा अमृतस्य च मृत्योश्च सूर्यमात्मानम् ನಿವಾಹಿತೆ ಪ್ರತ್ನಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಓಲ್ಡೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ರೂಪಂ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಯತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಋತಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಋತಸ್ಯ of the auspicious result cha and mrityo of death the inauspicious result cha and suryam the demigod surya atmana the super soul or origin of all souls imahi we approach for shelter iti thus translation by Srila Prabhupada ki
jai
this mantra by which the inhabitants of Plakshadvipa worship the supreme lord let us take shelter of the sun god who is a reflection of lord Vishnu the all expanding supreme personality of godhead the oldest of all persons Vishnu is the only worshipable Lord. He is the Vedas. He is religion. And He is the origin of all auspicious and inauspicious results. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu is even the supreme Lord of death. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mrityu sarva harascham. There are two kinds of activity. Auspicious and inauspicious. And both are controlled by Lord Vishnu. Inauspicious activities are said to be behind Lord Vishnu, whereas auspicious activities stand before him. The auspicious and the inauspicious exist throughout the entire world, and Lord Vishnu is controller of them both. In regard to this verse, Srila Madhvacharya says, Surya Somagni Varisha. ವಿಧಾತೃಷು ಯಥಾಕ್ರಮಂ ಪ್ಲಕ್ಷಾದಿ ದ್ವೀಪ ಸಮಸ್ತಾಸು ಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಹರಿಂ ಉಪಾಸತೆ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಮೌಂಟನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಓಷನ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂಔಟ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ವೀರರಾಘವ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್ The original cause of the cosmic manifestation must be the oldest person and must therefore be beyond material transformations. He is the enjoyer of all auspicious activities and is the cause of conditioned life and also liberation. The demigod Surya, who is categorized as a very powerful jiva, a living entity, is a representation of one of the parts of his body. We are naturally subordinate to powerful living entities and therefore we can worship the various demigods as living beings who are powerful representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the worship of Sun God is recommended in this mantra, he is worshipped not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead but as his powerful representative. In the Katha Upanishad 1.3.1, it is said, Ritam pibanto sukratasya loke guham pravishto parame parardhe chaya chaya tapu brahma vito vadhanti panchagnayo yecha tri nachiketa nachiketaha o nachiketa The expansions of Lord Vishnu as tiny living entity and the super soul are both situated within the cave of the heart of this body. Having entered the cavity, the living entity resting on the chief of the life heirs enjoys the results of activities and the super soul acting as a witness enables him to enjoy them. Those who are well versed in knowledge of Brahman and those householders who carefully follow the Vedic regulations say that the difference between the two is like the difference between a shadow and the sun. In Svetasvatara Upanishad 6.16, it is said, Sa Vishwakrit Vishwa Vidhatmayoni Jnana Kalakaro Guna Guni Sarva Vidyaha Pradhana Kshetrajna Patir Guneshaha Samsara Moksha Stiti Bandha Hetu. The Supreme Lord, the creator of this cosmic manifestation, knows every nook and corner of his creation. Although he is the cause of creation, there is no cause for his appearance. He is fully aware of everything. He is the super soul, the master of all transcendental qualities. And he is the master of this cosmic manifestation. In regard to bondage to the conditioned state of a material existence and liberation from that bondage. Similarly, in Taittiriya Upanishad 2.8, it is said, Vishas Vishasmat Vatah Pavate Vishodhe Suryah Vishasmat Agnischendrascha Mrityur Dhavati Panchamaha. It is out of fear of the Supreme Brahman that the wind is blowing. Out of fear of him, the sun regularly rises and sets. And out of fear of him, that fire acts. It is only due to fear of him that death and Indra, the king of heaven, perform their respective duties. As described in this chapter, the inhabitants of the five islands beginning with Plakshadvipa worship the sun god, the moon god, the fire god, the air god and Lord Brahma respectively. Although they engage in the worship of these five demigods, however, they actually worship Lord Vishnu, the super soul of all living entities, as indicated in this verse, by the words, Pratnasya Vishnu Rupam. Vishnu is Brahma, Amrita, Mrityu, the supreme Brahman and the origin of everything, auspicious and inauspicious. He is situated in the heart of everyone, including all the demigods. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamai stai stai gridajnana prapadhyante anya devata. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods. People are almost blind because of lusty desires are recommended. People are almost blind because of lusty desires are recommended to worship the demigods to have their material desires fulfilled. But actually, those desires are not fulfilled by the material demigods. Whatever the demigods do is done with the sanction of Lord Vishnu. People who are too lusty worship various demigods instead of worshipping Lord Vishnu, the super soul of all living entities. But ultimately, it is Lord Vishnu they worship because he is the super soul of all demigods. So here, in this section, after crossing from Jambudvipa, we are getting into the Plakshadvipa, where the residents of the Plakshadvipa, their prayers are coming. And Srila Prabhupada translates that prayer of the Plakshadvipa Vasi, the inhabitants of Plakshadvipa, how they worship the sun god. You see here, let us take shelter of the sun god, who is a reflection of Lord Vishnu. And all pervading supreme personality of Godhead, the oldest of all persons. Vishnu is the only worshipable Lord. He is the Vedas, he is religion, and he is the origin of all auspicious and inauspicious results. So in the universal administration of Lord Krishna, actually Krishna does not need any help actually. Because he can, by himself he can maintain everything. He is Atmaram. He does not require anything from outside. But the living entities, they have some desires. The living entities have some desires. Somebody has a desire to dominate. Somebody has a desire to control. Different living entities have different desires. So according to the desires, so Lord Krishna engages them in different portfolios. It's like any universal government. Like we have a government of Australia, government of India, United States, whatever may be the country. So everywhere there is a government. There is a departmental head, and then not a department, there is a president or prime minister, whoever it is, and then there is various branches and various departments to look after. The same thing, if it is applies here, the same thing applies in a very larger area. it is also there. And so Krishna, even though he doesn't require any help, but still he engages this devotee. They are also devotees. We have to remember. When we hear the term demigods, sometimes maybe, oh, after all, demigods. Yeah, they are demigods. Because Lord has put him in the position. Why he didn't put us, you and me, into the position? We are not Indra, we are not Chandra, we are not Vayu, we are not Varuna, we are not Agni. Why we are not, that person is Agni, Vayu, Indra, Chandra? Yeah, they have some credentials. Sometimes they may forget. Sometimes they may forget, but most of the time they don't. One devotee asked Prabhupada, sometimes I am in Maya, but Prabhupada said immediately stop it. All the time you are in Maya, sometimes only we are in Krishna consciousness. Because our position is like that. We have to understand our position, we have to understand Lord's position, we have to understand demigod's position, then we will not have any confusion. But when we understand our position not correctly, then we think we make ridicule everyone. Like this, Indra did like that, Brahma died like that. But no, it's not like that. Most of the time we are like that only. We are completely Nidra. We are just forgotten, completely forgotten. But Devata, sometimes because it's mind-boggling. It's nothing surprising. If Brahma can be bewildered, if Indra can be bewildered, if Lord Shiva can be bewildered, what are we actually? What is our position? Our position, we are bewildered all the time. 24/7, we are bewildered. But by the mercy of Prabhupada, the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Acharyas, we are just reinstated, just a little bit of deviation, just bring back. Krishna is so merciful, because it's like Krishna, it's not like coming for all that, like a small, like a little bit demons. Krishna doesn't come for that. If there is some variation, there is some problem or something in the universal administration, Lord Krishna personally comes. There comes Brahma Vimohana Leela, Govardhan Leela, like different pastimes Krishna performs to correct or some anomalous situation, some different difficult situations what they are going through. Krishna is personally coming. So Krishna is not like you have done that. Yes, Krishna understands that, because when the power comes, so then naturally you get a little bit distracted. Prabhupada uses the word distracted. We are a little bit of we think that like, oh, this is, we are the controller, we are the enjoyer. But every now and then Krishna comes, no, you are not the controller, you are not the enjoyer, you are just a cooperator. Just cooperate with me, come back to me. Don't waste your time. Krishna comes and reminds every time, every. That is why it is a very, very important. This sometimes, subject matter may be mind-boggling. And the structure of the universe, all these Lakshadweep, Kaushadweep, that deep, Salmali, these different oceans, different hills, different mountains. I can't remember any of this. It doesn't matter. What we have to remember is ultimately these things are there. What we have to understand is the whole universe is so huge. It's one universe we are talking about. It's one universe only we are talking about. This itself is so huge, so gigantic. And then there are so many millions of universes, millions of Brahmas are there, millions of Indras are there, millions of Devatas are there. So then what are we? Our position is very, very insignificant. Our position is very insignificant. Very, very insignificant. So now, if we understand Krishna is Vibhu and we are Anu, then how we can connect with him? Because he is ready. He is ready to give up whole thing for us actually. He is ready to give. Krishna says, you come back to me, my abode. Same Surya we are talking about. Surya is only the material world. There is no need of Surya, Chandra, Agni, Vayu, Varuna. All these things are not needed in the spiritual world. Spiritual, everything is self-effulgent. So there is no need of separate Surya, separate Chandra, separate. All these things are not needed. So Krishna is requesting, canvassing, so to say. Not only requesting, canvassing. Like a travel agent, come to Malaysia, come to Thailand, come to Fiji. They say, come to the same way. Krishna is canvassing. Come. That is Vasayate Suryo. Itasakantona Pavaka. Yet Gatvana Nivartante Tadham. My abode is like that. Why can't you come? You enjoy with me. But we are saying, no. we are happy here, we are, even though it's a full of miseries, full of problems, the atmic and the bhautic, still we are just adjusting here, little bit here, little bit there. We are making all these adjustments. What are we trading? Our position back home, back to God. We are trying to adjust a little bit here in the material world. Very sure Krishna has given this. This is Dukkalayama Saswatam. Nobody else can make it Sukalayam and permanent. No? Nobody can make it. But still, having come to this material world, somehow or other, if we engage ourselves in devotional service, so this place also livable. That is what Srila Prabhupada proved. Yes, this place, even though it is the worst of the place, but still he went there and he started this Hare Krishna movement and then gave some meaning to life. This is elegant. The Vyasa Puja offering, so many devotees were saying that the meaning to life, Srila Prabhupada has given meaning to life. What? Otherwise, what is life? No, it's just coming here, again taking birth, dying, and then again taking birth, and having a family, looking after some children. And then that everybody does actually. Then the Punarapi Janamam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Jatavesayanam. This cycle will continue, unless otherwise we come to understand who we are, who God is, what is my relationship with God, and what do I have to, how to re-establish the relationship, I will go back, come back to God. This, all this purpose, that is, if we can understand that, then if you don't understand the how many yojanas the Lakshadvip, how many yojanas the Praujyatip, how many yojanas Jambudvip, we don't understand that, that's okay. Because it's very difficult actually. Because we are not, our Kali Yuga brain is Manda Sumanta Matayo, Manda Bhagya Upadha. If we say first sloka when we read, second sloka we forget actually. Second sloka when we read, first sloka we forget actually. We don't remember all of that. So this is the point, what ultimately what we have to remember is this. Yes, how we can establish ourselves in the service of Krishna and then finish our business and go back to God. So that if we can remember that only, everything else is superfluous. Now, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, Lord Vishnu is even the supreme Lord of death. This is like in the Vibhuti Yoga, the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is asking, who are you? What is your purpose? And what are you, why are you here? And all this, because the, this is like a 11th chapter, sorry, thank you. 11th chapter, after the big Vishwarupa. Then, after that, Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Harascham. I am the devouring, all devouring death. I come to devour everything other than the few Pandavas who are left in the dead. They are the people who are going to be spared. Everything I am going to finish actually. So that is another feature of the Supreme Lord. So Srila Prabhupada many times says, if you don't want to see God in a very pleasant feature, you have to see God in the cruel feature. Sometimes, no God, God is not there. God is not there, that is not a question. God will come. You don't want to see God in this pleasant form, Sam Sundar form, Jagannath form, Gaur Suttai form. You don't want to see God? Yes, God will come in the form of Mrityu. And then at that time you can't argue. You can't do that, oh, this way, that way. No arguments, no kind of big discussions. It's not possible. So better voluntarily. That is what Krishna gives the independence. Krishna gives the independence so that we can voluntarily surrender to Krishna. Krishna doesn't want like keep the gun, this thing, like now you surrender otherwise. No, not like that. Because that type of thing won't work. Because love cannot be forced. Love cannot be imposed like that. Love has to come out of, yes, I am insignificant. You are completely a master of everything. And this is my duty to surrender to you. That has to come as a, intuition. Like the person has to feel and then he has to act on that. Otherwise, like if somebody says, okay, and then after that time you may change your mind or something. But if it comes through your own experience, so then it is better. So Lord Krishna gives the infinitesimal independence for the living entity. So Srila Prabhupada says here, inauspicious. This activity, auspicious and inauspicious activities exist throughout the entire world. Lord Vishnu is the controller of them both. He is the controller. Because inauspicious and auspicious, it's all still part of Lord. Like it is Krishna says, everything is aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante ma buddha bhava samandika. Because this is, whatever is in existence has to come from Lord only. Where it will come? It won't come from the void. because auspicious, inauspicious. So Srila Prabhupada explains about that auspicious, inauspicious in a very nice way in the Bhagavad Gita, one of the sloka and purport, chapter 9, what auspicious and inauspicious Srila Prabhupada says, yad karoshi, yad asnashi, yad juhoshi, dadasiya, yad tapasyasi kaunteya, tat purushva madharpana. So it tells this sloka, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever you austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Immediately next sloka, Prabhupada says, Krishna says, Subha-subha-subha palet evam, mokshase karma bandana, sanyasa yoga yuktatma, vimukto maam upaishyasi. In this way, you will be freed from bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me, in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come back to me. So, Srila Prabhupada, in another purport, explains, anything done under the direction of Krishna is transcendental. It cannot be contaminated by material reaction, which may be auspicious or inauspicious. The conception of that the things auspicious and inauspicious in the material world is more or less a mental concoction, because there is nothing auspicious in the material world. Everything is inauspicious because the very material nature is inauspicious. We simply imagine it to be auspicious. Real auspiciousness depends on activities in Krishna consciousness in full devotional service. Therefore, if we at all want our activities to be auspicious, then we should work under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Such directions are given in authoritative scriptures such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, are bona fide spiritual master. So this is what auspicious and inauspicious. Because the activity, if it is done for the pleasure of the Lord, automatically it becomes auspicious. Egyata karmanam anyatra lokoyam karma bandham. If you don't do activity for Vishnu, then the activity will create bondage. It's simple. Only two ways only. There is no third way. There is no third way for the other things only. Only one way and second way. What is the first way? You do activity for the egyata. For Lord Vishnu, you perform activity, karma bandhana. If you don't do that, then that will become bondage. Lokoyam karma bandhana. Because this is the only beauty. So if we can understand, auspicious, inauspicious is our own making only. Because if you do activity, this as Krishna says, yat karoshi, yat asnashi, yat jugoshi, darasiyat, yat tapasyasi. All these things, if you are done for Krishna, in the devotee's life, there is no inauspiciousness. Always auspicious. There is no trace of inauspiciousness in the case of devotee if engaged in that way. So Srila Prabhupada quotes from Madhvacharya, there are many lands, fields, mountains and oceans throughout the creation, and everywhere the Supreme Personality of God is worshipped by his different names. So we understand, like this is, we are going to discuss, like there are different dvipas are going to come, and then both, this is like a, only we are just discussing only the Bhuloka. This is Bhuloka, correct? Bhuloka. Then this is only one portion only. Because even this itself is creating so much of confusion and so much of this thing. You know, like we are when you read all these different yojanas, you just little bit of yojanas. We don't understand 200 this all these 200,000, 100,000. Like we are like what are we talking about actually? We are not just like we are like a some 100 square feet house only we are familiar with, and we are all talking about yojanas, big yojanas we are talking. So it's all very mind-boggling actually. And this is only this Bhuloka, and then Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Magarloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and then Brahmaloka. Where are we actually? We are just that is why this reading, and we have to, I think every day we have to read this, because then we know, because then we'll not get puffed up actually. Actually, after reading this also we get puffed up. I get puffed up. See, thinking, oh yeah, I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the proprietor, I can control this. But when we understand, our position is very, very insignificant. This is the lesson we have learned. Our position is insignificant. Lord's position is so great, and that particular Lord has become ready to accept our service. So how eager or how much I should be ready to serve him. That message, if I can get, then it is success. Then we have understood the message of this creation of the universe or the universal structure. Or we are not going to make another universe, a parallel universe or something. For that we are not reading this. We can't do that. We can't one house only, 30 years mortgage we have to stay. And then what are you going to do with the universe actually? We can't do anything like this. What we can do is appreciate, understand the vastness of the greatness of the Lord and how insignificant we are, and then how we can serve the Lord. If we can achieve that, then that is success actually. So here then Srila Veeraragavacharya, Srila Prabhupada explains how, because this is one beauty. Srila Prabhupada's, when we read Prabhupada's books, whether Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam or any books you read, you get to know, you see when only Bhagavad Gita when you read, there will be references to Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you read others, there will be reference. Like that Prabhupada, it's like you don't have to feel like, oh yeah, I am not reading that, I am not doing this. No, no need actually. And also, all the acharyas also. Like he Prabhupada, Veeraragavacharya, Sridhara Swami, what he said. What is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what he said. And also Baladeva Vidyabhushan opinions, like all these things he puts for us. If we have to go understand the Sanskrit, understand the Bengali, understand this, understand all these things and appreciate that, very difficult. So Srila Prabhupada, see that is why we are very indebted to Prabhupada, because of giving everything under one particular purport, and each purport is complete in itself actually. That is, Krishna says in 18th chapter only, Sarva Dharma Parite, but Prabhupada first sloka only, you have to surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada is very concerned whether this fellow will come up to the 18th chapter, whether he will survive, and if he survives, then he will understand, and then he will surrender to Krishna. So first sloka only will say, you have to surrender to Krishna. This is the verdict of all. So that's it, finish. That way, the fellow comes from the first class, from that fellow also will get a message. So it's not that he will not get the message, he will get. So this is the beauty actually. So that is compassion. This is called compassion. And here, so Srila Prabhupada gives this explanation given by Srila Veeraragavacharya. Veeraragavacharya explains this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. The original cause of the cosmic manifestation must be the oldest person and must therefore be beyond material transformation. Brahmaji confirms that. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So, everybody confirms. So it's not like only one personality says that's it. No, not like that. That is why in the 10th chapter after the Chatushloki, our Arjuna says, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava, Purusham, Saswatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. He doesn't stop like that. Ahuswa Rishayah Sarve, Devarishi Naradastata. Ahuswarshaya sarve devarishi naradastata asito devalo vyasaha swayam saiva bravishi. So now you said everything, okay, I understood. But not only you, all these authorities, all the asita, devalo, vyasa, narada, all these people, they have also confirmed. What do they have to, what they don't have to, what is their expectation from you? They don't expect anything from you. I have something to expect you, I have to be subservient to you. What do they have? They don't have. They don't depend on you. They don't have anything. They don't need anything actually, for that matter, from us actually. We need them. Vyasadeva, what he has to do with us actually? But out of compassion, he has given this the method. So that is why these authorities, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Krishna one, is no different. And even Shankaracharya. Narayana paro abhyakta. Narayana paro abhyakta. Narayana is beyond creation. This is like even the conversation between Yamadutas and the Vishnu Dutas. Yamadutas, the Vishnu Dutas are asking, what is this? What you? Why they are asking, why are you forbidding? Forbidding us. So then in the conversation, Veda Narayana Saksha. Yamadutas have so much philosophy, they address that. They say Yamadutas. Yamadutas always predicted like some ugly, this, that, all this, and like that. But they know the philosophy. Veda Narayana Saksha. Veda Narayana Saksha. Vedas mean Narayana Saksha. They are Narayana. Narayana. What are the breathing of the Lord? That is Vedas. And what they say? Iti Sushruma. Prabhupada hammers that point. Iti Sushruma. Not that Sushruma means we have heard from our master Dharmaraj, Veda Narayana Saksha. Vedas are directly coming from Narayana. This is like this, we have to understand. So, here, whatever Prabhupada writes, whatever the Acharyas write, they are all corroborated and all the evidences are there. It is up to us to go and look for these things. Like there are 18 Puranas are there, all the Itihasas are there, and different Upanishads are there. All these things, the information is given. But our problem is, we are very, very time-bound. We have so many other things to do, then this is the most important thing in our life, but we have so many other things to do, concentrate on. And what is the purpose? Like after that, like this is Shrama Evahi Kevalam. We have spent so much of energy, so much of our resources, so much of the energy, doing so many things, but we have not understood the prime purpose of this human form of life. Then it's a waste of time. So, Veer Raghavacharya continues here. He is the enjoyer of all auspicious activities and is the cause of conditioned life also and also liberation. He is also the cause of conditioned life. Because conditioned life is also given by the Lord based on the desire of the living entity. It is not Lord doesn't want us to be conditioned to the material world. It is not Lord's desire. Sometimes people say, if Lord knows everything, why He put me into this condition? He didn't put in the condition. You only put yourself in this condition. Because of our unceremonious desire, Prabhupada calls. Prabhupada's words are very, very special. Unceremonious desire. Have you ever, heard that word? Ceremony we have understood. Unceremonious desire. Like, yeah, because we have developed a desire. Some desire you should not have developed, but you have developed. Unceremonious desire you have developed. So you developed that desire and then you have to pay the price. That's what we have paid. Life after life. Until the time the spiritual master Acharya comes and catches it. Okay, now what are you doing here? You belong to that place. What are you doing? Wasting your time here. Then the real spiritual life begins actually. Until that time we are just like that. That we are merry go around. There's no merry here. Just suffer go around. And he is the enjoyer. The demigod Surya, who is categorized as a very, powerful jiva, a living entity, is a representation of one of the parts of his body. So this is a very powerful jiva. In the Vedic scriptures, there are a lot of essential qualifications are given, like whenever you apply for a job, necessary qualification, essential qualification, some mandatory things like that is mentioned. Like if somebody has performed 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, you can become Indra. But don't look in the manual how to perform Ashwamedha Yajna. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, you can go back to Godhead. What is the use of performing Ashwamedha Yajna? So, Ashwamedha Yajna. And if you perform 100 lifetimes, strictly the lifetimes of Varnashrama Dharma, then you can become Brahma. All these things can be done. There are prescriptions are there. If you do this, you do that. If you perform this, you go to this planet. You perform this, all these different vratas, different yajna, different tapasya, all these things you can do. There are many prescriptions are there. But what is the use? Abrahma Bhunaloka Punaravartina Arjuna Mamupetyavta Gonteya Punarjanmana Vidyate Punarjanmana will come with you. Guide you only to keep on coming. Only a matter of time. Brahmaji lives 100 years of his life. One day of Brahma, 14 Manus come. This is another mind-boggling thing. Somebody has to reel the head, you talk about the universe. And then half of this head will reel. And you talk about the 14 Manus and Manvantaras, another half of the people will get a little bit of a reeling of the head. Because 14 Manus, they come in a day of Brahma. 14 in a day of Brahma only, not in the life of Brahma. 14 Manus in the day of Brahma only. And then that means 14 times the Indras changing. 14 times the Devatas are changing. 14 times the Rishis are changing. Sapta Rishi, Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varna, everybody, all the position is, all the portfolio is filled up. In 14 times in a day of Brahma. So which one you are referring to actually? You may refer to somebody, but which one you are referring to? So this is the way. We have to, like this we understand. Then, my position, I thought maybe I am the master of the universe. No, I am not the master of the universe. I am not, I'm not even part of this thing only. I am just a speck only. We are a speck in the whole cosmic thing. We are only a speck only. Sometimes people, very, very pessimistic attitude. People will say, you people are very, very pessimistic. How can you? I'm a You are the doer, you are the achiever. This, all these things are needed to live in this material world. But you tell that person you are a speck. But how can you call me? I am a speck. I am the controller of the universe. Thinking I am the controller of the universe. No, you are not the controller of the universe. You are only a small. Best thing to say is just cooperate. Cooperate with the Lord, then the speck will make a 0 and 1. You are 1, 0. Just put 1. God is there, then at least become 10 actually. Like that, then you have to do that. So here, Viraraga Acharya's explanation, Prabhupada is saying, we are naturally subordinate to powerful living entities, and therefore we can worship the various demigods as living beings who are powerful representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the way. If somebody has affinity or somebody has attraction, then understand their position also. Sometimes we have seen in our this thing, people will go for a home program. Oh, you have a picture of a devata here. People will give this thing. But they don't understand. But instead of giving that instruction, why can't you say, understand their position? Who are they? How they are related to Krishna? How they are serving Krishna? And then you can give respect to them. That is understandable. Instead of that, immediately just out. No, that doesn't work like that. Yeah, that person maybe 55 years, 60 years he has been doing that worship only. So instead of that disturbing him, you have to give him a right approach. Yes, okay, you are worshipping that way. Yes, but you understand there is a, this is like a Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the lady. One lady was there in a old village. She was having a problem, and then the constable in that constable in that this thing, like in that area, he was helping her, and she was and she had always very great respect for him, and he regarded. So one time the constable and all the big ministers and all the big officers, they all came, like, so they took some blessings also. The lady gave the blessing, you become constable. This person is already minister level, like, but he is giving a blessing. You become a constable from her point of view. But she can say from her point of view, like, you are in at least next life you become a constable. In her life, the best position is to become a constable in a police office. That is a big thing. But same way, we have to understand, yes, there are personalities are there, we are not doubting them, but they are also part of their mission, fulfilling the mission of the Lord. They are also doing. Like Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita also, and also is in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yad aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate akilam yad chandramasi yad chagnu tat tejo vidhimamakam. Krishna says that. Yad aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate akilam. Or the aditya, this aditya is Surya, sun god. His aditya's power, where it is coming from? Yad aditya gatam tejo आदित्य गतम तेजो जगत भाषयते अखिलम यस चंद्रमसि यच्छाग्नो तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम. दिस ऑल दिस शक्ति आई एम गिविंग द पावर. पावर इज कमिंग फ्रॉम कृष्ण. We have to understand it. Everywhere in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, everywhere there is explanation there, how Surya, how Chandra, they are all getting. Like, somewhere else in Bhagavad Gita, in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Apsukanteya, Prabhasmi, Shashi Surya. He is still saying, I am the sun, I am the moon. Because this is where you give respect. Yeah, whenever you see sun, yes, Surya. Because whose tejas he is dissipating? It's not his own tejas. He is dissipating the tejas, whatever is power given by the Supreme Lord, he is dissipating. So the original glory, so that is why Srila Prabhupada says here in the later section of the purport, they are not worshipping Surya as like Surya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are worshipping Surya as he is a representative of the Supreme Lord. That way, if we understand the devatas, understand the demigods, there is no contradiction. Because if you understand, you are everything, you are the controller, you only move all the universes. If you understand like that, then that may not be the right understanding. So we have to understand their position, Lord's position, how they are fulfilling in the mission of the Lord, how they are doing the activities, then there is no confusion. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited South India, he went to different temples actually. He went to Rameswaram, he went to Ranganath temple, obviously it's a Vishnu temple, he went to Madurai Meenakshi temple. even there also, and also different Shiva temples also, and all the temples he visited. Not that if he is visiting, why he is visiting? Whether he understands, he understands the mood, and he knows they are all like Vaishnavanam yata sambhu. They are also devotees of the Lord. That way, if you understand, there is no problem. But if you understand in a different way, oh yeah, Lord, this person, Krishna cannot fulfill my desire, so this person can do that. That way, if you have understanding, it's a misunderstanding, it's not understanding, it's a misunderstanding. If you go there, then you will be kind of tricked actually, which Krishna is going to explain here in the later. So here Viraragavacharya says, conclude, although the worship of the sun god is recommended in the mantra, he is worshipped not as the supreme personality of Godhead, but as his powerful representative. Powerful representative. He is a representative of the Lord, and we have to give respect. All the vibhutis, that why Krishna goes into a great extent in the 10th chapter, all the different vibhutis, he is explaining, all the opulence of the absolute. He explains all the how I am in this thing, of the Adityas and the Vishnu and all this, of all the Ravi Ramsuma and the sun and the moon, all these things he is explaining, so that when you see all the opulences, naturally we will be a little bit attracted. Oh, these opulences are there. But where these opulences are coming from? Coming from Krishna. So that way we can have a clear understanding how position of the Lord. So this is the way to understand. And then Srila Prabhupada explains a passage from Katha Upanishad, the pastime of Nachiketa. It's a very nice pastime. You might have heard this pastime. Nachiketas was a boy, and it's a very big this thing. We are not going to get into the whole pastime, but Nachiketa was his father was Vajasrava. His father was Vajasrava. So Vajasrava, he was performing very big sacrifice. That sacrifice, he is supposed to give so many things, so many good quality, all the articles in charity. But Vajasrava was not giving that. But he wanted to perform the sacrifice, but he was performing all the old cows and all the unused, not of use, any use to what? Those things I was giving in charity. So this Nachiketa saw this. This comes in the Katha Upanishad. So he saw that my father is trying to get the benefit of this sacrifice, and he is doing all these things. So he was a little bit disappointed. So he said, "Father, I am also your property only. I am also your property. Whom you are going to give me as charity?" Because he was like a little bit became, think what my father is doing, all these useless things he is giving in charity. But the charity means you have to give the things which are going to be useful. No? So that three times he asked. So father got very wild and he said, "I am going to give as charity to Yama." So he said, "I am going to give you charity to Yamaraj, the Dharmaraj, Yama Dharmaraj." So then Nachiketas went, traveled all the way to the Yamapatna, Yamaloka, Yamapuri. And when he arrived in the Yamapuri, he was there out of station. Because Yama Dharmaraj was not there. 3 days he has to stay outside. Because there is no, normally when you go to a place, somebody, etiquette is, you have to welcome him. Whoever it is, you have to welcome him, give some residence, some water or something, whatever you can offer. So when the Yamaraj came out of station, then came to station, then he asked, Nachiketas is waiting outside. Then he inquired, what do you want? Yeah, I came to this, I was given charity, my father gave us charity to you. Then first the Yamaraj said, okay, no problem, those things later. First, you have waited here 3 days and I didn't look after you properly, so I can give you 3 boons. You want to give 3 boons to Nachiketas. So Nachiketas, he asked, okay, Nachiketas, first boon. He was asking, first boon, my father is very, very kind of, he's not like, he behaved like that, so father got angry with me, and he could not do all these things, so please calm him down, and so he can understand. So Yamaraj said, no problem, well, all done. And second thing is, he want to understand the sacrifice, how to sacrifice, what kind of things to perform, so that you can go back home, back to Godhead. So Yamaraj explained that also. And the third thing Nachiketa said, there is a mystery. There is a mystery about birth, death, and what happens after death, and what all these complicated questions. Like he was asking, so Yamaraj, not that Yamaraj didn't know, Yamaraj knows everything, but Yamaraj wanted to test him whether this person is really interested. So he said, why Nachiketa? Like the same way Dhruva Maharaj was tested by Narada Muni, why Dhruva, what are you doing here? You go and play with all your friends and don't waste time in the forest. Like, so like that Nachiketa was dissuaded, like, but Nachiketa was very fixed. Yamaraj says, oh, you take everything, all the land, I will make you a king, I will give you all the material facilities. No, he said, no, no, I am not interested. I just want to know the secret of the life. What is life, what is afterlife, and what is going to happen. All this, this is like a whole discussion there. Finally, what happens is Nachiketa, Yamadharmaraja is, Yama is giving all the instruction. What is the intricacies of the soul and how this thing is working and all, how you can extricate yourself and go back home, back to God. And all this explanation is given. So this is like a, so that Nachiketa is a very, in the normal, the Vedic circle, they always refer to the story of Nachiketa. Because Nachiketa is a story where it is like the person, he didn't fall prey to the what are the temptations of this material world. So that story is, Prabhupada refers to that in the Katha Upanishad about the Nachiketa. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes a verse from Sweta Sutara Upanishad. The Supreme Lord, the creator of this cosmic manifestation, knows every nook and corner of his creation. Although he is the cause of creation, there is no cause for his appearance. He is fully aware of everything. He is the super soul, the master of all transcendental qualities. He is the master of cosmic manifestation. In this regard, in regard to bondage to the conditioned state and material existence and liberation from the bondage. So here, and the Supreme Lord is also a super soul. We see in the beginning of, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is many places where Lord is situated as a Paramatma. Sarvasya chaham, priti sanni vishto, matah smutin jnanam apoharamstha. Vedaischa sarve ahameva vedyo, vedanta krit vedavit eva cha. Krishna says, I am situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. And he is controlling, he is like a, whatever the desires of the living entity, accordingly he is helping them to fulfill their desires. Sarvasya chaha, it is Sanyavishnu. He is situated and he is doing that. That is why in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we find the Kshetra, Kshetra, Kshetrajna. Because there are two Kshetrajnas are there. One is the Kshetrajna, we are also Kshetrajna. We are limited in ours. But Krishna is a Kshetrajna, Kshetrajnam Shambhi, Sarva Deheshu Bhasa, Sarva, sorry, Kshetra, what is it, Sloka? Kshetrajnam, Sarva Deheshu Bharata, something like that. Because he knows the Kshetrajna for everything. He knows the situation of everybody. Not only his, our, we know only our body, but Krishna knows everybody. Everybody and everybody, he knows that also. He is a Paramatma, Hanumanta, Upadrashta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwa. He is Hanumanta. He has to permit. Hanumanta, Anumadi. They say Anumadi means, they say, even though Anumadi is always like every language uses that Anumadi. Anumadi is from Sanskrit. Anumati. You have to permit. Hanumanta, Upadrashta. Drishta means seeing. Upadrashta means sitting beside and seeing. Hanumanta, Upadrashta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwa. He is the master. He is the Ajaya. Paramatmeti Chapi Yukto, Dehesvi Purushapta. So, he is as a Paramatma, as a super soul, he is there and he is giving us all the dictations. And Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Taittiriya Upanishad, it is out of fear of the Supreme Brahman that the wind is blowing. Out of fear of him, that the sun regularly rises and sets. And out of fear of him, the fire acts. It is only due to fear of him that death and Indra, the king of heaven, perform their respective duties. So this is a Taittiriya Upanishad says like that. Also Brahma Samhita, you know the famous prayer. Yachak Shureshu Savita Sakaragrahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Ashesa Tejaha Yajnagyaya Brahmati Sampratakala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yes, Agnya. Krishna gives the Agnya. According to the Agnya, the sun god rises and sets. It's not like we are not seeing like a today's newspaper, the sun didn't rise today, or there is some strike there, and hartal there, or no, nothing like that. We are not seeing that. Every day it is is happening every day. Every day sun is rising, sun is setting. Yes, Agyaya Brahmati Samprita Kala Chakra. So the Kala Chakra, he is raising the mounting the wheel of Chakra, and he comes and he gives the, and that is, yes, Agyaya. Everything is like that. So this is what, so actually for us, this the scriptures are there, Brahma Samhita is there, all the Puranas are there, all the, so where we have references. So it's not like we are not like just because of Krishna we are saying like that, we are Hare Krishna, that's why we are, no, not like that. Because Shastra says, and if you have a, if you have some clarity, if you want some, we have to be in a platform, then only we can discuss. We have to accept something. We can't have a discussion in the air. We can't have a discussion in the air. Either you accept Bhagavad Gita or accept Veda, accept the Puranas, accept something, then only we can have discussion. Otherwise, you know, we can't just discuss, oh, it is like that, you are saying something like that. It doesn't work like that. And here, the Prabhupada concludes in the purport, as described in this chapter, the inhabitants of the five islands, beginning with Lakshadweep, worship the sun god, the moon god, the fire god, the air god, and the Lord Brahma, respectively. Although they engage in the worship of these five demigods, however, they actually worship Lord Vishnu, the super soul of all living entities. Actually, the worship is for them. Even though they may seem like they are saying they are worshipping like that. So Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, in many places, but we'll look at one of the places where. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada refers that also in a purport form. Yepi anya devata bhakta yajante shuddhayanvita tepi mam eva kaunteya yajanti avidipurvakam. Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me, O son of Kunti, but they do so in a wrong way. Epi anya devata bhakta yajante shraddhaya vita tepi mamevi kaunteya yajanti avidipurvakam. Vidipurvakam, avidipurvakam. Vidipurvakam means, no, this is simple, no? Like touch the nose like this. This is vidipurvakam. Avidipurvakam means like this, no? It is coming for me because avidipurvakam. Avidipurvaka worship is not recommended. But the problem is people think like that. Yeah, it's like that. I will do like this. Avidipurvaka. So, Narada Muni says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this, when you want to water the root of the tree, sorry, when you water a plant, you water the root of the tree. When you want the whole body to be nourished, you feed the stomach. Same way, when you please Achyuta, when you please Krishna, automatically everybody will be pleased. Yatha paror mura nishechane. That sloka, Narada Muni says, this is the way, this is the way of worship. The best way of vidipurvakam is just like a pour the water at the root of the tree. That is vidipurvakam. I am just going to feed each branch, each twig, each flower. No, it doesn't work like that. Same way, you put the stomach, food in the mouth, automatically the whole body gets nourished. Same way, when you offer your worship to the Lord, automatically everybody is pleased. So that way, so we have to understand, and here it is said, although they engage in the worship of these five demigods, they actually worship Lord Vishnu, the super soul of all living entities. Pratnasya Vishnu Rupam. He is situated in the heart of everyone, including all the demigods. Demigods are also living entities. Just like we are jivas, they are also jivas. We have a living, their living standards and then all these things are higher standard. Maybe somebody is like their devaloka or like a swargaloka, their living and living standards may be higher. Maybe if you go a bit upper, like a swargaloka, then makaraloka, janaloka, tapaloka, their standards may be very high standards of living will be there. But still they are also living entities. Even Brahmaji is also a living entity. He is also jiva, but a very empowered jiva. Jiva who is like a sakti aveshan, sometimes, you know, like the vibhuti. You know, sometimes the Lord gives the power of attorney. Okay, now you do this thing on my behalf. You look after. I have already created everything. You do the secondary creation on my behalf. So Lord gives that power of attorney to that living entity. Indra also. Yeah, Indra is a position. So the person has performed all these things, the qualified jiva, so that position is given to that person. So that is why the people, the planet they worship, they don't worship the Surya Dev as like a supreme. No. Hey, worship Suryadev. You are a great representative of the Supreme Lord. That is good. And that is a glorification of the Lord. And also that is a glorification for Suryadev also. Because Suryadev will be very happy to hear that I am a representative of the Lord. Not that Suryadev, I am independent. You are the controller of everything. No, you see, Suryadev will get upset. I am not that. Same. And that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamaistaisai Kridajnana Prapadyante Anya Devata. Those whose minds distorted by material desire surrender unto demigods. People who are almost blind because of lusty desires are recommended to worship the demigods to have their material desires fulfilled. Because the Vedic system works like this. You have a problem, you have a solution. You have this, you have that. But that doesn't mean that is for everyone. Because it's not like Krishna knows that not everybody is anya, bilasita, sunyam, jnana, karma, adi, anavrutam. People are not in that level. Not everybody is in this level that completely no material motivation, no material interruption, just pure devotional service. Yeah, few people are like that. But spiritual world, everybody is like that only because that is their constitutional position. So people are not, everybody is like that. So they have to make a gradual progress. That is why slowly, they steadily, all these different puja, different samskaras, all these things are performed so that gradually elevate the person from one level to the next level, That is why when you perform karma, Vedic system perform the activity of karma. When you perform karma, one day you will understand why am I performing all these things? If I have to come back to this place, why should I perform this? And then he will go, I don't want to perform karma, I want to do karma yoga. So then he will come to the next stage. So then he will have next understanding. So by performing these rituals or performing these ceremonies, he will come to the next stage. It will gradually elevate him. That way, Varnashrama Dharma is to gradually elevate a person from this level, next level, next level, next level, final level. That is why Varnashrama Charvaka Purushena Parapuman Vishnor Aradhyate Parta. So we have to come to the final understanding that Lord Vishnu has to be worshipped. That understanding one has to come. So this is the starting place for that. So that is why some people will be like that. But people, we should not think that, this is finally, Krishna says, I am the one who is fulfilling the desire. The devatas, they cannot do themselves. This is like in the seventh chapter that Krishna says, even though the devatas, you may be worshipping the devata, but devatas cannot fulfill the desire without the sanction from the Lord. So finally the desire is fulfilled by the Lord. So all these things are mentioned here. So the point we have to take here is yes, we are worshipping the Supreme Lord. That's good. But the same way we have to respect, because they are all like a official representative, powerful representatives of the Lord. We offer our respects. We are not here to just make fun of them or anything. Because that's why one thing we have to remember, most of the time they remember their position. Sometimes they forget and they little bit of their illusion, little bit. And then immediately Lord personally comes and corrects their problems also. So they are so great that Lord personally comes and corrects. Like for us, if we don't make mistake, not only material nature will give us a tap, Supreme Lord comes and corrects them also. So that is their glory actually. So this way we understand the Lord and how the devatas are there, the demigods are there, how they are cooperating, how they are serving the Lord in their capacity. So if we understand their position, then there is no problem. If we independently think they are independent of the Lord, they are separately, we worship them, then it will create a problem. Today we all go everywhere. Today we are celebrating Ganesh Chaturthi, which is Vinayaka Chaturthi. So because we all pray, because that's why Brahma Samhita, the prayer there. This is like Yat Pada Pallava Yugam Vinidaya Kumbha Dhande Pranama Samayecha Ganadi Raja Vignam Vihantam Alamasya Jagatrayasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the Lord Ganesh, he is the protruding, the tumulina, he is holding the feet of Lord, that Govinda, Narsingadev. He is holding and he is removing all the obstacles of the devotees. So that is why we also pray. my dear Lord, you are, see, this is the worship. We never say that I don't go to the other temple. We also go, but we go and we pray, Lord, you are any devata. See, you are a wonderful devotee of the Lord. You are worshipping the Lord. You are performing services for the Lord. Please give me a remembrance of the Lord. Please let me remember the Lord. You are serving nicely. Let me also remember the Lord nicely. And that way, if you offer respect, you will be in a right position, right to way. And also, devatas will give you their blessings very much. Why? Because they understand their position. We don't understand their position correctly sometimes. But they know who am I, who Supreme God is. So if you don't go to the Devata, then you are the sun, you are the moon, you are the creator of everything. Talking about what are you talking about? What are they make it? So no, they know. If you say you are a great devotee of the Lord, you are doing that, and then please give me a mercy, give you a blessing, so that I may also become a devotee of the Lord, then they will appreciate. Durga Devi appreciate. Lord Shiva, what is this? Whole Shiva Bhagavatam prayers. He appreciates that. He says, he goes to Prachetas and he says, you are all great devotees of the Lord. I am very much pleased. I just came to give you my association. Now, this is the Lord. How much they are attached to that. So this is what we have to learn. We learn from that. So this, yeah, this is like, okay, devata worship is not, tomorrow we are going to start one corner, we are going to start devata worship or anything here. No, not that. But when we worship, understand their position, how they are dear to the Lord, how they are performing their services to the Lord, then we take blessings from them. Yeah, they are also authorized representatives. But this worship, Bhajanti, Prabhupada says, worship is for the Supreme Lord. And we have to offer respect. So there is nothing wrong in that. That way we have to understand. So there is, if you understand their position and if you understand our position, how they are serving the Lord in their capacity, then there is no problem. If you don't understand their capacity and then we imagine something and we do something, then that problem. Then problem. So that way we, so that the structure of the universe gives us the understanding how who we are, how insignificant we are, how the whole universe structure is there, we can understand our position, we are a speck, and how we can put ourselves in cooperation, whatever the Lord is giving, and if we can cooperate with Him, then our life will be success. So if we can understand that, all the yojanas and all the different concentric, all these different circles, if we can't understand, okay, sometimes I read again and again, and sometimes I just don't understand, then at least it's one consolation. Yes, at least I understand this we have understood, then it's all right. That's fine. As long as we don't understand that, then everything becomes like a shramaya vishikevam. We don't want to do that. So that much purpose is there. We have to take it from there. And we are very much thankful to Prabhupada giving this all these references, all these things, so that we make the main point as made very clear for us what is to be understood from this particular sloka. So Supreme Lord Narayana, Krishna is worshipped, even though they are worshipping, he is a representative of the Lord. Surya is worshipped, but he is worshipped as a representative of the Supreme Lord, and that way he is given respect, not other way. So thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Just so we're very happy about the spirituality and the religious of for example, societies like Aboriginal people in Australia.
Mm.
Because they also worship the earth, the sun.
Mm.
Can we consider as a worship,
then God
worship?
See, that is why one place here in the purport, we are naturally subordinate to powerful living. See, one of the purport, this is a statement here where Prabhupada explains, we are naturally subordinate to powerful living entities, and therefore we can worship the various demigods as living beings who are powerful representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. Sun they worship the moon, they worship the mountain, they worship the river, they worship the ocean. So, because they are not yet aware of, behind this, there is a personality, they may not be aware of that. So, that is one stage. I am not saying completely they are totally gone or totally, yeah, at least they are following a process. Because whatever given by their authorities or their ancestors, Because, yes, they know, because they will be thinking, yes, sun, every day they see the sun, and then that gives so much of power for everyone. But that starts, the life, spiritual life starts like that. At least appreciate, I am not a supreme, I am a speck, there is someone higher than that. That understanding is there, that is better actually. But the next better understanding is, okay, he is there, and then where it is coming from, next, we have to go, this is like a beginning stages, and then there is a next stage. But if somebody starts like that, everywhere it starts like that only. Not only Aboriginal here, back in other forests or somewhere, even in other villages, everywhere, even they worship like that. They start like that because people come because dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Because first they come, they just want, why they follow? Because for some kind of dharma, they follow for dharma, artha, they want to get something. Artha, they want to get something. And then artha, what they will do? Kama. But when you do engage in kama or in sense gratification, automatically you will get frustrated. And then what is this? What is life? Why am I frustrated? I go, then look for moksha. Karma, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. The whole sequence works like that one. So it starts like that only. Somebody starts worshipping, we don't have to disturb them. But slowly, we have to bring them to the next level. Yes, you understand, Lord Surya, but beyond Surya there is a personality. Where Surya is getting the power from, then we can make the personality understand, then it becomes better.
For example, in South America, the worship of the sun god,
yeah,
is quite prominent.
Where?
In South America.
Yes.
And it's more like an operating worship for to maintain sacrifice,
yeah, and also prosperity of the
community,
yeah,
community. But it's not like a, perhaps I'm wrong, but my understanding, according to the culture or traditions, that the demigod worship is more fruitive,
yeah,
for personal interest, things like individual,
yeah,
and over there it is more collective. Harmony with the nature,
correct,
and gratitude, also
yes, exactly. See, thanksgiving or something, it's like a word. See, even that purpose, like that is the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava, anna sambhava parjanyat. So then yagyot, see, like all these different prescriptions are there. So by performing, that is the initial stages what Krishna says. Yes, you have to perform parasparam bhavayanta. You just try to please the demigod so that they also get the, but ultimately this is starting point of karma yoga, and then ultimately it is all given by him. Fine. So finally Krishna gives instruction, I have given all of this, now sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Because I have given all the different processes, different paths and everything, but finally what is going to count is, if you surrender to me, then I will completely indemnify you from all these things, and I will take you back, come back to that. So that is a very higher understanding. Yes, eventually we have to come to that understanding. Yes, Vasudeva Sarvamiti sa Mahatma Sudurla. That is very rare, not ordinary thing. Like Vasudeva Sarvamiti means it is a very, very top level understanding, that Vasudeva is everything. If a person comes to understanding, then that person is fit to go back to God. But that will happen from the beginning, yes. First, that is why sometimes first people have fear for God. Like sometimes not immediately, nobody has a love for God. Like they have fear for God. If I don't do this, God will punish me. That's a start. That good starting point. But that has to, not only fear, slowly that fear has to become, yeah, it's my duty. Yes, I have to do that. Like a mother looks after the child. Mother looks after the child not just because of a fear or fear of the society or anything, because the love and affection. The same way, yeah, our duty to the Lord is just not like a, oh boy, if I don't do this, Lord is going to beat me up or something. Not because of that fear. Yes, God has given everything. It is my duty. It's like you go to the post office, somebody gives you a pen. Immediately you say, thank you. We can just take the pen and go away also. But why you thank you? Because the gratitude has to be there. Gratitude is there. The mood of gratitude is very, very important. If you don't have that, then we take things for granted, and then we just continue here for young self. So that, for that only, various scriptures give this. Yes, you do this. You offer this sacrifice to the devatas. You offer this sacrifice and do all these things. Prescribed things are there so that we can gradually make advancement. If somebody, that is why he says, if somebody follows the Vedic scriptures gradually And but at least the best thing is if you can get an association of pure devotees, then you will be fast tracked. You will be fast tracked. But if you don't, then slowly, 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 slowly you will make advancement. But there is a catch also. You may be sidetracked also. Not fast tracked, sidetracked. You do something, you may get attracted. Oh yeah, this loka looks good. So let's see, fish, go there and finish for that another 100,000 year life in that loka only. But pure devotion, that is why Prabhupada is so urgent. The message of Prabhupada is so urgent. Because we don't want a living entity to go back to the cycle again, to that loka or that graha, varavarna, and then there for another yams. So, but if somebody is made aware of this pure devotional service, going back home, back to Godhead, one person rescued also is very big thing. So that is where the whole effort is. And that's Prabhupada writes in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Even if one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we consider all the efforts to be successful. Even one person. Prabhupada is so humble. He says, the millions of people have taken to the process of Krishna consciousness and they are trying to perfect their life. But Prabhupada says, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and makes his life perfect, we consider all our efforts as success. And all the efforts are worth. Sometimes the devotees wonder, is it worth the trouble, Prabhu, doing this, doing that, doing... Yes, it is worth. Because even one person becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. Look at the situation. Prahlad Maharaj, one devotee, that's it, whole generation became liberated. Because one person means, become a pure devotee of the Lord, it's not an ordinary thing. So everybody will be liberated. Everybody will be blessed. Yeah, it starts like that only. In the beginning, they may do. But eventually, that person has to be elevated to the next level. See behind all these things, what is behind. Then we understand what is the source, where it is coming from. Then their life will be perfect. Okay. Thank you. Krantarashimad Bahavtam ki jai.
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 Jai.